Saturday, 16th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading, Exodus 24, verse 3. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it upon the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant, which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 24. Another parable he put before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared also. And the servants of the housekeeper came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Theme: all the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do. Our life is compared to a battlefield between the good and the evil. There are both virtues and sins in us. This concept can be found in the scrolls discovered in the caves at the Dead Sea. For example, in the Law of the Community scroll, there is a paragraph which has these words: "God let the sons of light fight with the sons of darkness as long as they live in this world. When the last day comes, the sons of light shall remain forever, while the sons of darkness shall be destroyed forever. Therefore, as long as God let people live in this world, they must try to practice virtues and to destroy sins in them." Today's readings want to emphasize the dangers of sin and God's patience waiting for people to change. In the first reading, God gave the Israelites a second chance to repent, after they had seriously broken their relationship with him by molding a golden calf to worship. They recognized their serious sin and promised Moses, "All the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do." In the gospel, Jesus cited a parable to highlight God's patience in educating people. God's enemies shall sow all kinds of weeds in people's souls, but the faithful must be wise to recognize and to root them out, not to let them suffocate the truth and to destroy the good in their soul. Analysis. Reading 1. The Israelites recognized their sins and promised to keep all God's teachings. God gave the Israelites a second chance. The first time, when Moses came up to Mount Sinai to converse and to receive the Ten Commandments from God, the Israelites demanded Aaron mold them a golden calf, and they bowed down to worship it as the God who liberated them from their slavery from the Egyptians. God saw all their wicked sins and told Moses to come down the mountain and to witness for himself the Israelites' betrayal. Moses came down, and when he saw people bowing down and worshiping the golden calf, Moses' anger burnt hot, and he threw the tables out of his hands, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it with fire and ground it to powder and scattered it upon the water and made the people of Israel drink it. If God didn't give the Israelites many opportunities to repent, they would have died in the deserts. But he gave Moses intercession and forgave people's sins. Moses obeyed God to produce two other tablets. And he went up the mountain again to meet God. After that, Moses came down and reported to the Israelites all God's word and the law. All the people answered with one voice, "All the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do." Moses ratified the old covenant with God, which God made with the people. Moses rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent the young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it upon the people and said, "Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Sometimes people must have bad experiences to learn a lesson, as in the case of the Israelites. But it is better for them to recognize God and Moses' love for them. Both of them worried about the Israelites' future by giving the Ten Commandments to the Israelites. These are the most important laws to safeguard their relationship with God and others. Without the Ten Commandments, the Israelites would surely violate again and be destroyed. Without the Ten Commandments, the Israelites would surely have violated the laws again and would have been destroyed. Gospel: let them grow together until harvest. The parables of the weeds. In this parable, Jesus wanted to teach his disciples that God always sows good things in people, but God's enemies, which is the devil, waits for opportunities when people are sleepy, tired, or not prepared to sow evil things in them. Many impatient people want to immediately pull out all the weeds, but Jesus told them to wait until the harvest. Because if they do it now, they would pull out both the wheat and the weeds. The difficulty for commentators in Jesus' explanation. He explained that the field is the world, and wheat is the children of light. The weeds are the children of the devil. This is correct. On the last day, when everything is clear and is being determined, but it can't explain why people must wait until... This is correct in the last day when everything is clear. On the last day when everything is determined, it will be explained Why people must wait till the harvest when they have already know that the weeds will be weeds forever and they can't become wheat. A more reasonable explanation might be explained as follows. A parable never can be applied to all things. It can be applied only to the main thing. The main thing here is the waiting time for the wheat to be different with weeds, not the danger of weeds. In life, people must always face good and evil as long as they live in the world. Good and evil can't determine good or bad people. We can't determine the good or bad people until the last day. On that day, God will let us know who is good and who are the good and who are the bad people. While waiting for that day to come, we try to do good and try to avoid doing evil. No one can proudly say that he is always good because he doesn't know when the evil shall come. If someone falls to evil, he shouldn't be discouraged, but repent and hope in God's mercy. We shouldn't condemn someone who is the weed until we see his evil deed. God has the patience to wait for people to change. It takes time to have good results. In order for seed to be wheat, it takes 3 months. For a tree to bear fruit, it needs 3 years. For a man to be successful, it may take 25 years. And for a man and to be a man, it may take 100 years or his whole life. During the waiting time, people need to be patient. The enemy of man is his impatience. Haste is of the devil. Haste makes waste. More waste, more less speed. Marry in haste, repent at leisure. Today, people seem to have no patience to wait. Whatever they do, they want results immediately. Their impatience leads people to failure and suffering. However, patience has a limit. All things have their own time. If it is over its time, a tree shall be cut out to yield its place to another tree. A vine without grapes shall be cut out and thrown into fire. God's justice shall be shown on the last day. When the harvest comes, the weeds shall be cut off and cut out and thrown into the fire. The wheat shall be harvested and stored in barns. When these things happen, no one can blame God. No one can blame that God was unjust or had no mercy, because everyone has opportunities to do good and to avoid evil. Application in life. We need to study Scripture to know what God wants from us. Understanding the Scripture helps us recognize all the weeds of our life before we can root them out. Many people repent and return to God because He is merciful. He forgives sins. He doesn't want sinners to die, but He wants them to repent and to live. We must be patient with ourselves and others in the process of becoming better. We should not condemn anyone when their time doesn't end. This is our hope. When there is time, there shall be a chance to repent.